have a name for this baby yet.
Brick.
Oh my God, that is beautiful.
It's like Rick, but with a B.
And I am snuggling closer to you.
That's fine. I won't lick you or anything.
Oh, I appreciate that. Because no, I would lose my shit.
I've heard stories about you having your face licked and slapping people.
Yeah. Oh, no, I didn't talk to my best friend.
Oh, she didn't talk to her. Okay.
Yeah, for a week.
I think I'd rather be hit than that. That's like emotional torture.
It really is, because, I mean, to not have my friendship. Ooh.
Well, I mean, it's like that thing that, like, girls do to each other where...
It's like going to emotionally ice them out.
Yeah.
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 It's... emotional and psychological warfare to be friends with girls.
My friends ruined my sixth grade camp experience.
How so? You know I want to know.
Yeah. Did you hit record?
Also? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So in San Diego, in like sixth grade, you have this thing where you like go to a specific camp with your whole class. And then like it's like a bunch of different sixth grade classes. And you like do camp for a week. And you like go to like a sleepaway camp in the woods. And so I was put in a different cabin than all of my friends, first off. So I had to, like, hang out with people that were, like, acquaintances from classes.
Mm-hmm.
But then, so I'd see them every once in a while. And at the time, I had a crush on this guy who was, like, not shit. Like, in hindsight, he was the worst. I hate him. In hindsight, he was terrible. But at the time, I thought he was super cute. I don't even know why he wasn't that cute.
They anyway, never are.
I know. When you're like... Why?
You don't have good taste when you're young,
no,
honestly.
No, I didn't. And he also did this thing where he would, like, tease. He was like a tease. Because he knew that I had a crush on him because this kid, Mark, told me that he did. Or told him that I did.
Fucking Mark.
Fucking Mark. I know. And so everybody knew. And that was, like, for the majority of the year, everybody knew that about me. And then, like... right before sixth grade camp, one of my friends is like, oh, I have a crush on him, too. And then the other one was like, me, too. And I was like, go fuck yourselves, guys.
Right.
And so one of the friends ended up telling him about both of them. And they thought it was me. And I was like, it wasn't me. And they're like, whatever, you're lying. And, like, I didn't see them for half of the time because I wasn't sleeping in the same cabin as them. So I'd only see them every once in a while. And I was like, I swear it's not me. And so they just, like, stopped talking to me for a while.
Oh,
and they found
God.
Out that it was the other friend. And they're like, oh, sorry. Like, yeah.
See, yeah, they just shrug it off. Like,
go fuck
oh.
yourselves.
Exactly. Sorry for, like, icing you out and making these weeks hell for you or whatever. Wow.
And me not being able to talk to them about how I didn't, because I didn't see them.
Like, you're like, guys, we're all out here. We all fucked up and said, like... And,
I didn't fuck up. I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, no. But, like, everyone
also,
knows
I
we're all on blast because everyone knows we like him.
I had the balls to admit it.
True.
Also. So.
But you all were flapping ass out in the wind in your emotional medical gowns with everyone knowing that you like this kid.
Yeah, but they only had that for, like, the week, and I had for, like, the last 4 months or whatever.
Woof.
I know. It was lame.
It's not fair.
But that's also why I, like, in my early life,
like
I
girls?
Yeah, that's totally why. That's exactly why I like girls now. No. Because
now I get to be the one.
Yeah, no. I, later in life, was, like, much more worried about expressing any interest in people.
Fair.
Because my early days, I got burned so many times.
So bad. I understand.
Second to sixth grade, everybody always knew who I was interested in. So.
Oh, no.
It was not good.
See, mine was always very consistent. I literally always liked the same guy.
Wait, it was the same guy? Like, the
literally.
Actual same guy?
Yeah.
Because like, so it was just like a long standing.
It was like a Wonder Years kind of vibe, honestly.
Oh, you
we grew
were
up
Winnie
in the same
Cooper.
Neighborhood. Yeah.
Okay.
He was my Kevin Arnold, and we just like grew
you,
up in the same.
Did you actually like?
We ended up dating.
Okay.
Yeah, but then I
yeah,
think
no,
because
that
it
didn't
took...
happen for me ever.
Oh, yeah.
Not a single time.
But then I turned into a bitch because like I literally liked him for years, and we finally dated, and then as soon as I got him, I was like, oh, I'm kind of bored.
Oh
and
no!
I like, but then I realized afterwards, like, what a big mistake. He was actually really nice.
Okay.
So
well, see, you live and you learn.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know anything in middle school.
Yeah. So anyway, you're listening to.
You're the fuck is this? wait, no.
No.
You're listening to
the fuck is this
with
Kate Valdez
and Victoria Dunn.
Hello. That was a long intro.
Yeah.
My sixth grade camp story.
I feel like it was necessary to learn a little bit more about us. We're going to give you a little,
specifically
puzzle pieces about our lives until you eventually get a whole picture.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a 1,000-piece puzzle, so you got to really put in the work.
Now you found out that not only am I now gay, I was not when I was a child. It developed. It was a developing thing.
Yeah. Once you start realizing, what I actually like?
Yeah.
Not what society.
The way that I like to describe it is I didn't realize it was an option. So it was like, this is fine for now. It's like, oh, McDonald's is okay until you have good food. Right. You're like, no, I could eat this all the time. And however, I would not be upset about it. But there are better things.
There are.
Things that interest me more.
There you go. See? And that's why representation is so important, to know that that is a thing that's out there.
Exactly.
Boom. That is
exactly true.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I know.
I'm very woke.
I said it for a reason, bitch. Right.
Brilliant.
Anyway.
Well.
So this is not what we usually talk about. What we usually talk about.
No, we usually talk about movies and TV shows and media that is questionable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In some way or another. I don't know.
Or so
a lot
can
of the time
good,
I'm not doing questionable ones. I'm just doing this is something fun to talk about.
Yeah.
I've been kind of all over the board.
I've done things I genuinely care about or things that are
Beastmaster.
Fun. Yeah. Beastmaster is obviously the one I genuinely care about.
Yep.
The 2 weeks ago, Hitch was fun.
Yeah.
There's different ones that, I do that I'm not just like, wow, what utter trash.
Right. Yeah.
Today is not the case.
Oh, utter trash?
Today is utter
Ooh,
trash.
Going back to utter trash.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because,
I feel we haven't done an utter trash one in a while.
Right.
Because, Eraserhead wasn't utter trash.
It was just fucking weird.
Fucking weird as shit. And, not everybody, it's just not something to sit down and watch.
No.
It's not a good movie night. Movie.
It's not let's just hang in and just, unwind and watch a nice, under my chanel blanket with a cup of cocoa and watch Eraserhead.
It's not a cocoa movie. No.
No. And then he doesn't even help you try and understand what it's about, which is really crazy.
No. No. He's not hand-holding here.
No, not at all. I feel like this one won't be... There's a lot of unexplained... Or it's very... Actually, you know what? No, this movie is very it is what it is.
Oh.
We know.
Okay.
I feel like they know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. As long as they're on board with the fact that it's not good.
Yeah. I think the creators of it knew. I'm not sure if the rest of the actors, besides one, realize it's not that amazing.
Mm.
Yeah. So as you all remember, I've been sick the past couple weeks. So I was in bed and had a lot of time.
It sounds like it's been a very long time, but we record two at a time.
Oh,
two in a day. So it hasn't been quite as long as...
Not as long as it
it's
seems.
It's not a 5-week illness.
Right. I don't need an IV drip or anything.
No, no, no.
I'm okay.
She's okay. Stop calling.
Yeah. God, please. God, Danny Tamborelli, please stop calling me.
I know.
He finally reached out.
Right,
so he's
right,
oh my God, she's
and he
sick.
Was, he was worried about... Did he send you soup?
He did not. He actually just sent a wink emoji and then an emoji of soup.
Oh.
So, I mean, kind of.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
Close enough. At least he
tried.
Made contact.
Yeah, he made contact.
Okay.
So, finally.
Good,
although,
good.
I'm sure he'll phantom out of my life again.
Yeah. I mean, you can't trust them.
No.
No.
You can't trust the gingers.
I wasn't going to go that far. Woo. Sorry.
I know two.
You know two?
Yeah.
You're counting them like black friends?
Yeah. it's what I said is not bad. I have two redhead friends.
Yes. I don't know that I have any at the moment.
Oh, so you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the moment, I think I might not have a single, full redhead friend.
That's bad. You need to up your game. Get a whole Benetton out of friendship.
Yeah. Probably should. I need to recruit.
Hold on.
Next time I see one at the grocery store, I'm like, you want to be friends?
Right. Have a whole trading card collection.
Yes.
Take a picture.
Yes. I
don't have one of these.
I have too many whites and lesbians.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm. You bottomed out with the...
too many. I need to trade a couple
you
around.
Do.
I actually don't have that many lesbians.
No?
Poor lesbian, I don't have that many.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How rare, right?
Is it?
Is
I
it
don't
rare?
Know. I don't know. I don't know that there's anything that's rare. It's not. There's no hard and fast rules.
Got you. Yeah. All right. right, good. Well, I have no idea what the fuck I'm saying anymore. Oh, yeah, so basically, bleh, I was sick, so I was in bed a lot. Yes. So I had a lot of time to watch stuff.
Oh, good.
So this, I just felt like, let's watch something that I don't have to focus on as much. And then after I saw it, I was like, oh, I have to rewatch this for the podcast.
Yeah. That's kind of nice when they just, like, unveil themselves to you. Yes. As opposed to you seeking them out. Because exactly. Sometimes it's, like, too much.
Right. To, like, search for it. But like, then this
one
was, like,
what do I talk about this week?
Hello.
But the heavens.
It just opened up and, like, a harp with a nude angel was there and just like, I've got you.
Yeah.
So.
Whispered in your
ear. I've got you. Yeah. So today.
Yes.
I'm telling you about 2005's Ginger Dead Man.
No, what?
Yeah.
Wait, also Ginger.
I know. Oh my gosh. What a full
circle.
Okay,
so it's Gingerbread Man, but Dead Man?
Correct.
Okay. That sounds fucking awful.
Yeah, it's basically what you're imagining.
Is this the first hard horror that we've got?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's an untapped, like, resource of terrible films.
Which I live for them, so there's going to be more of those as well.
I don't
trust.
Love them, so
I'll
trust
that.
I've never seen most of them.
Perfect. I will take on that task because cool. I live for
great,
them.
Great, great.
So Ginger Dead Man is starring Gary Busey. I feel like that tells you everything you need.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's still doing stuff?
He is. 2005, yeah. So
okay, okay.
He's still, especially this is in like the height of Crazy Eye Gary Busey.
Wait for it. 13 years ago.
Fuck.
Yeah. I know. I was like, did I do right math? I did. That's a lot. Oh my God.
That's upsetting. Why is... Can yeah, time
that,
just
that
not?
That wasn't recent, really.
Yeah, yeah, no, like it feels recent.
He's still
but
doing
then...
stuff as of 2005? That wasn't that long ago. Oh, 13 years ago.
Wow.
There was a teenager who was born in 2005.
Ew.
Yep.
Oh, God, it's driving.
It's not driving. That's 13? They're not driving.
Wait, 13. Well, in the South, they could be.
Maybe. Yeah.
Sitting on pause left.
Yeah, I guess that's
with
true.
With a 40 in the passenger
seat. But
they
at least have maybe... tried marijuana.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Yeah.
If not meth.
Whoa.
Meth is very prominent in the South.
I was talking about 13-year-olds here, but whatever.
Oh, either here? Way. No.
But Coke. Yeah, like, 13. That's...
That's insane.
Crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway.
Yeah, so, basically, because I'm not sure who the other actors are, it's not a lot of work. It's starring Gary Busey.
Okay. Cool.
So...
That's all we needed to know.
Yeah. Gary Busey plays a serial killer named Millard Findlemeyer.
Findlemeyer. Okay.
Uh-huh. So, I'm just going to give you, like, the rough premise, like, the rough little synopsis, and then we'll dive on in.
Okay.
So, basically, there is a serial killer who is caught and executed, cremated, and his ashes are accidentally sent to a bakery.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, how is this all happening already?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay. Following.
So that's how that all goes down. So.
His ashes are accidentally sent to a bakery. Hold on. Do they explain how or why?
You kind of get a rough idea of why the ashes are sent there, but not really well, though. Like,
I figured.
It's a plot device, for sure, for this one character, but it doesn't. How they get there? No, it's never shown, like, who delivers
them. I kind of would prefer it not being an accident. Like, if it was, like, a actual, like, intended thing.
See, yeah. Well, maybe it is because, honestly, there's... Like, we never see who delivers them. But, like, the connection of the ashes being delivered to the bakery is very... It's focused.
Okay.
So, the other thing I'll say is it's written by William Butler and Dominic Meyer, or Moyer, M-U-I-R. I don't know how to say that shit. But William Butler, to give a rough idea.
Muir.
Thank
like
you.
Like Muir Woods.
Muir.
In San Francisco.
Okay.
San Francisco. It's like across the... Whatever.
All right. Geography. But William Butler also wrote a movie called Furnace in 2007. The star Ja Rule and Danny Trejo. It
okay.
gives you a rough idea of what.
Whoa, what a weird
with.
Combo.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, When this movie first started, I genuinely thought maybe, like, I had fallen asleep another time and Hulu had, like, jumped forward because it starts in the middle of something. And I was like, what did I miss?
Like, wait, am I resuming play right now? Right. Or is this shit. Start from beginning?
I don't know. I literally rewound back. I was like, wait. Nope, you were right.
Oh, wow.
So we open on Cadillac Jack's Diner.
Okay.
We have some fun music that's kind of comedic, kind of dramatic. Where it's like, dun, 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 playing. And Gary Busey rounds the corner in this diner. The diner's like an L-shaped, like, classic.
I thought he was a serial killer.
He is.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. He rounds the corner in this diner, and it's, like, L-shaped, so, like, you can literally see every fucking thing in the diner.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, you hear a scream and a gunshot towards the camera.
Okay.
And then...
starting off soft strong.
Oh, yeah. Then we zoom back a little bit, and there's a woman who presumably is the one that screamed, that was sitting at the diner. Her head is facing the camera. Gary Busey is standing behind her. We see the woman has clearly been shot in the face.
Oh.
But her head is, like, facing the camera with Gary Busey behind her. So it's like, did he shoot her and then the bullet whipped her head towards the camera and, like, landed for us to see? Super weird.
Uh-huh.
So then we've got a woman with a bloody face on the diner counter.
Cool. On the counter.
And then all of a sudden Gary Busey goes into the cash register and starts, like, I'm sorry, Millard Findlemeyer.
Yes.
Goes into the cash register, and there's three diners hiding under these tables in, like, the corner,
mm-hmm.
which should be able to be seen.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden...
because they're, like, attached to the wall, I assume, so, like, open air on the other side.
Completely. Okay. So you can literally see all the things.
Okay.
The man that's hiding under the diner goes, this ain't right. And he emerges and slowly pulls out, like, a switchblade and starts walking towards Gary Busey, which Gary Busey has a gun.
Yeah.
So why are you approaching him with a switchblade?
You're not going to be able to get as close.
No, not at all. And he's also not, like, charging at him. He's, like, he's slowly walking towards him. He's like, you're going to die.
Yeah. He clearly has no qualms about shooting people.
No, clearly.
So
that guy gets shot in the chest.
Of course he does.
No, so he's dead.
Who are you trying to fool? You're not the hero here.
Exactly. Like,
just hide.
Just stay down.
Put yourself underneath a dead body. That would be my...
that would be the move, honestly. So then there's another guy who's hiding under the table, like, more tucked. It's still visible. Yeah. I don't know why I'm even trying to help him. He's visible.
Yeah.
Hiding under the table. And a girl's hiding under the table as well. So then Gary Busey goes, there's somebody in here. I smell something in the air. It smells feminine. Which, I don't know what that means.
Ew.
Is she menstruating? Like, what is that? Or is he just a rabid animal now? Because, what? Yeah.
I don't like that.
However,
maybe
girl,
she's wearing perfume. Let's, like, take it to, like, the...
looks like in a nice,
creepy,
clean place. Yeah. She's wearing CKB. And he...
yeah.
Actually, no, that's unisex, though.
Okay.
She's wearing...
Chloe.
Yeah, she's wearing Chloe. She would not be wearing Chloe.
Okay. She's wearing Chanel perfume.
So she's wearing Bath and Body Works, like, okay. Apple,
yeah,
something.
Or like Love Spell.
Yeah, she's wearing Victoria's Secret Love Spell. There we go. So he smells the Love Spell. But
perfect.
The guy instead emerges, surrendering himself with his hands up. And he goes, put your gun down, please. And Gary Busey goes, shut up. Say it again and mean it. Which,
please,
excuse
also.
Me? Yeah, don't say please to put down your gun. Just say, like, put down the gun.
Well, maybe that's what he means. Stop saying please. Say it like you mean it.
I guess so. Because I was like, why shut up and then say it again, though? So then,
I like it when you say that.
So then, like, the guy literally says, like, four more times. He's like, put down the gun, please. And he goes, ah, come on. He goes, put down the gun, please. And he goes, now you sound like my coach.
Oh, God. Like,
and he goes, but then he loses.
His acting class?
Right. Oh. But then he doesn't get, like, stronger in his choice. He gets weaker. He goes, put down the gun, please.
Oh, God.
And then he goes, all right. And he puts it down. Right. He puts down the gun, and he goes, there you go. It's right there. Why don't you take it?
Oh, God.
Which is obviously a trap.
Yeah.
So then, boy, like,
he's
lunges.
He's got another gun.
Lunges towards the gun. He gets stabbed somehow in the back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, so he, like, dives on the gun, and then he
and
gets stabbed
like,
in the back?
Okay. Yeah. Which is weird, because then they use a lot of, like, special effects sounds. It was like,
oh, no.
So you, like, hear he got stabbed multiple times.
Oh, God.
No blood on him.
Wait, what?
I know.
You're so disappointed.
I was so pissed. So
Victoria likes blood, if you aren't familiar with this podcast.
Right. I really fancy the blood, and I feel like it should be used correctly. He's been stabbed in the back.
Well, especially for this kind of movie. Like, what are you trying to get away with? This is clearly a slasher movie. Exactly. Like, everybody knew what they were getting into.
And it was categorized on IMDb as a slasher.
Yeah.
Get it together.
It's not supposed to be, like, sanitized.
Yeah. Actually put, but no blood, sad face.
Sad face. That is a legit sad face.
So then, the remaining girl is heard crying because, duh, she has to be heard crying.
Yeah, you were in the clear.
Yeah, you didn't have to do this. He clearly cannot see you for some weird movie reason.
Yep.
And then Gary Busey goes, here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Ew!
Kitty.
I know! Is this the feminine smell he smelled? Love spell? Is this love spell?
Yep. He senses the love spell. And he starts going like, come on out, kitty, 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 to her, which, don't respond to that.
No!
She does.
Why?
I don't know.
What woman in their right mind would be like, okay.
Right, like he called me kitty. He's very endearing. No. It's our thing.
He's like, okay, fine, I'll come out. Like, maybe if she comes out, she won't get shot is what she's thinking.
I'm thinking so, but like, dumb. And then of course she's wearing the obvious like horror movie outfit. She's wearing like a really fitted pink sweater and a little flared mini skirt.
Oh.
Because why wouldn't she be in those clothes? And he goes, I'm not going to kill you. But I have to honor my mother and finish what I start. I don't know.
Why would your mom?
I don't know why that was the lesson and why he decided to subscribe that to killing people.
Yeah.
She probably just meant like finish college.
Yeah. Probably.
Not make
you
sure
meant
to.
Meant killing people in a diner, right, mom?
No, just to clarify.
You fucking lunatic?
No, Millard. I clearly meant finish school.
Well, you did name him Millard, so.
That's true. So he had to shoot people in the face.
Yeah. On you a little bit.
Yeah. So then all of a sudden, there's a scream. Well, from Gary.
Oh.
He screams. He goes, ah! Like.
Why?
And shoots.
It's like, it reminds me of that scene in Silence of the Lambs.
Oh,
where,
yeah.
Where, like, she's down in the hole, and she's, like, screaming, and he's like, ah!
Yes!
It was like, terrible oh,
no.
Scream, and it's so scary.
Like, what a choice.
Yeah.
So then, after
but
he...
Gary Busey is screaming, is almost as terrifying.
It's equally terrifying. Like, honestly, even in everyday life, if Gary Busey was like, ah! I'd be like, oh, God, no, no, no.
Oh, my God.
It would ruin my day. So then, obviously, shooting, sirens go off,
yeah.
And we cut to opening credits, which are just long and weird.
So he's not just a serial killer. He's like a mass
a robber.
Shooter?
He's like a mass shooter robbery guy. Like, I think he robs places, but he just, like, always is, like, he kills on
But he
all
gets
his...
away with it? I feel like in, like, scenarios like that, they very rarely get away with it because it's so visible.
Exactly. So,
so
but they're in like a remote part of Texas somewhere.
Okay.
So I don't know if that helps at all.
Okay.
But yeah. So then we cut to a bakery late night. The girl in the mini skirt that we saw earlier.
Oh, Love Spell?
Love Spell.
Oh.
Yeah, Love okay. Spell is named Sarah. She will not only be referred to.
Oh my
to,
God, that's weird because my roommate, the only reason I know what Love Spell is because my roommate from college. When we were freshmen, she used to buy Love Spell.
Shut up. Oh, was her name Sarah?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's fucking
Sorry.
Amazing.
I meant to say that part. Her name was Sarah,
like,
also.
You want, do I need to tell
Help
everyone
you?
For
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Dude, holy
there
shit.
Yes.
Okay. So, Love Spell is working in the bakery late night. And again, she's in a miniskirt for some reason. But, like, with a baker's apron on. And then there's the bad trope of a movie where, like, there's a pic of her brother and her dad. Turns out that the people that were killed in the diner were her dad and her brother.
Uh-huh.
And there's, like, a picture
nice
of them.
Nice placement of that picture.
Exactly. Just happens to be up on the cork board in the bakery. Which also is, like, super late night in the bakery. Like, probably, like, midnight for some weird reason. And she's still there. And
okay. Wait, this is after the,
it's after
shooting,
the shooting,
and
so
she's, like, fine, and she's just, like, working. And
she's just
like,
making pastries now.
Is this, like, a month later?
They don't say.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't tell you, because fuck timelines.
Right.
And
she's over it, though.
Yeah, well, she's struggling a little bit, because then she looks at a picture of her brother and says, and I quote, "Happy birthday, bro. Almost forgot. I guess we won't be driving to Dallas to celebrate the big 2-1 after all, huh? I hope if you're up there, they have strippers and Love Star up there. Strippers or Lone Star.
I was like, what's Love Star?
Yeah, so Lone Star. So
she... Strippers and Lone Star.
She's wishing for her brother in strippers. The beyond.
Strippers.
Yeah.
Can't you wish for better things?
I would hope so.
Ugh.
Yeah. I hate the fact she's like, guess we're not driving to Dallas after all, huh? Since you got shot in the chest. Like, what?
Wait, is he the one that walked at him with a knife?
The dad was the one that walked with the knife. Okay. The brother's the one that was like, please put the gun down.
Oh, and he got stabbed in the back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brother got stabbed in the back. So then, we also see a shot of like a newspaper saying how Gary Busey has been caught and is like set to be sentenced and executed.
Oh, okay. So he did get away.
So eventually he gets caught. Yeah. Okay. But like they don't show that. Like they didn't show it at all.
Yeah.
Of him getting caught, which is annoying.
I guess the sirens implied that he got caught.
I guess. But he could have easily run, but whatever.
Yeah.
And then for some weird reason, which I don't know when he would have said this to her, but there's a voiceover of Gary Busey going, I'll get you even from beyond the grave.
What?
I don't know when was he had there, time to say that.
Maybe there was a trial that we didn't see also.
Maybe. And like he said that, like, you know, like when the people who are wronged by the killer get to go and like sit in on the execution, maybe that was his final words to her.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe. When she's like behind that glass.
Yeah.
Like one-way glass or whatever.
Maybe that's what his final words were.
I mean, we're writing this story
for them.
Because clearly they were like, well, too much.
Just insert random things and they'll figure it out.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then, as she's looking at that, there's a knock on the door and she's immediately scared because it seems like she's alone in the bakery. And she goes, she's like, hello?
Is it also dark?
It's pretty dim in the bakery.
Yeah, of course it is.
And she's like, hello? Hello? And then she calls out to, like, a coworker that I guess is supposed to be there. No one answers. So then, instead of just being like, I'm just not going to answer the door, she opens the door in the blind. Because you do that.
Love spell, yeah.
Yeah, love spell totally does that.
You need to make better choices for yourself.
Hello. So then we look, and there's, like, a package on the ground. And she goes, oh, it's just the delivery of Grandma's gingerbread seasoning.
Oh, great.
Yeah, in the middle of the night. That's what happens.
The delivery of the ashes, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. And then she goes to herself, out loud, come on, Sarah, it's just the delivery guy. Or she could have just done a sigh of relief. We could have captured that. Just like, oh, yeah. Done. We didn't need her to actually say it to herself.
But also, you don't need any of this.
No. So
like, I mean, it was just the delivery. Like, that was all that needed to be said. I mean, it was too much, but it was, like, all that needed. She didn't need a second line.
No, not at all. So then the coworker who was missing, this guy, like, rounds the corner. And he's like, oh, great, the seasoning. And so then he goes to, like, cut it open and somehow slices his hand open. Don't know how. Slices it open, and he goes...
Get better with a box cutter there, Jim.
Right, it's a bag, so, I mean, I guess he could still use a box cutter, but yeah, I was like, why did you get cut this bad? And he exclaims, heck.
Heck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the thing to know is that Gary Busey, in the future, cusses all through this movie.
Okay.
So why this guy says heck is beyond me.
I mean...
And then it's clear that it's, like, a blood packet, like, for special effects, because, yeah. Like, blood's, like, dripping out of, like... From his, closed fist. Like, blood is dripping out through his fingers.
Fingers?
And, like, yeah.
Okay.
And it falls into the dough, like, the flour and stuff that they were about to pour the gingerbread seasoning into.
Okay, so they're basically, like, Frankensteining this?
Yep.
It's, like, ashes and blood. That's what you need to make a gingerbread man sentient.
That's all you need. You need a little bit of love spell around. You need a little bit of blood.
It's the love spell, actually.
And you need the ashes. And then you just stir it all up and surprise.
Surprise. There it is. Gingerbread surprise.
Yep. So then after she looks at him bleeding, she's like, oh my God, I need to take you to the hospital. And he says, this coworker goes, the butcher baker doesn't need a doctor. He can always take the heat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The butcher baker?
Uh-huh. So I'm thinking he calls himself that because it's kind of stated that he's really into wrestling. So I think maybe like it's a persona.
Oh, so is his name?
In his mind, he wants to be the butcher
baker.
How
is he a butcher? He works at a bakery. There's no meat as far as I could tell by all of this.
There's no meat.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Not sure why he's saying that.
He decided not to be candlestick maker also.
What?
Butcher the baker, the candlestick maker.
From the nursery rhyme?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So. I guess he's a butcher because he cut his hand really bad.
That's the only, he's filleting his own hand.
Filleting his own flesh.
Oh my God.
That's what I do. Filleting my own flesh. I would be terrified of a person who did that.
Oh, completely.
It's like that episode of Hey Arnold where he's like, I'm crazy.
Yeah. It's the only way to prove it, honestly. Yeah, like, yep, you have something fucking nuts.
Gotta butcher your own hand.
Hello.
Okay.
So Butcher Baker is named Brick.
No, it isn't.
Yes,
he's
it
not.
Is. He's Brick? A Brick. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Brick is not a name, also.
No. It's
so it's in this.
It's a noun.
And in, I think, also in Anchorman, I think.
Oh, there was Brick in there.
I think Steve Carell's character's name is Brick.
Yeah, he is. Okay. And also in The Middle, the youngest son is named Brick.
What?
I know. This I don't know why real. This name keeps getting brought up.
This isn't real.
But it's always in flyover state places, if you notice. I'm just saying.
They're like, they're driving home from the hospital and they're like, Brick.
Right.
Like, they saw one.
Wow, look at that house.
Oh, Brick.
Oh, my God.
Driving to the hospital because they wouldn't let the baby leave.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. On the way, they're like, we just don't have a name for this baby yet.
Brick.
Oh, my God. That is beautiful.
It's like Rick, but with a B.
It's poetic.
Sorry, guys. She's from the South. This is okay.
I can say these things. So, Butcher Baker Brick is fine and bleeding and whatever. So then, a weird cut to another coworker who just happened to be there but didn't answer Love Spell when she called out for someone.
Oh.
So this girl is up in front working, but she's not really. She's basically, like, on the computer bullshitting.
Okay. She's playing solitaire.
Right. And Love Spell comes up and is like, hey, can you finish the cake that's due in the morning? And she's like, yeah, sure. Did you see that Gary Busey's character, blah, blah, blah.
Gary Busey's character? I would not even put it past it. I would not even be that shocked if you're like, that's the way she said it.
Right? Fucking Millard. But Gary Busey's character got electrocuted and cremated. And his ashes were sent to his mom. So I guess we just had to know that part.
His mom.
Even though they didn't get to his mom, obviously, because we wouldn't have a movie.
Clearly not.
So,
also, I'm pretty sure you have to claim ashes. They don't send them.
They don't
via
mail. Right. I don't think that's a thing.
Pretty sure.
Do. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I haven't received ashes, but
or like had to pick them up from a police station because one of your loved ones was executed.
Yeah. Luckily, my family is of sound morals.
Cool.
So then they have that little conversation. That's all we needed. So then we cut back to incompetent Butcher Baker, Brick.
We can just call him Brick. I think that's perfect.
Yeah, Brick has stopped bleeding now magically.
Good.
Hands not bandaged, just he's no longer bleeding.
Oh.
And he's scooping in the gingerbread seasoning. And we literally
with his hand that's wounded.
Right. Sans blood. And
also, gross. Didn't happen, it's still, I'm calling it like,
it's fucking gross.
You need to be more sanitary with your...
Hello, because you can see droplets of blood in the flower. It's not that they couldn't notice this.
Yeah,
and they
like,
still...
oh shit, this flower is fucked. Like,
right.
Now we have to throw away grandma's flour or seasoning or whatever the fuck.
Thank you. So then he starts the mixer and just starts swirling all the shit together.
Great.
We're seeing the blood swirling in. Then all of a sudden, bang!
Bang.
Cut to... Love Spell's mom, who apparently is the only surviving person. Apparently she's
other than Love Spell.
Yeah, Love Spell's mom. She's fucking lost it. She's a drunk now.
Oh.
Because I guess losing your family, mostly, like half your family, one fell swoop,
I
hear abusey is hard.
I might start drinking a little.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame her.
Yeah. Jack Daniels is her drink of choice.
Nancy is totally in the right here.
Yeah.
I think.
So I think her name is Betty, but I'm only going to call her Cray Mom.
Cray Mom?
Yeah, I only wrote Cray Mom moving forward. So she's outside of the bakery with a bottle of Jack. Probably Evan Williams, to be honest. Not
definitely,
Jack.
Definitely Evan Williams.
And she's firing a shotgun at the building across the street.
Why? Is it abandoned? Do
it's abandoned, but it's about to be something because it's about to be basically like a Walmart of sorts.
Okay.
And she's like, they're going to put us out of business. Our bakery can't survive with this place opening
up. Is Walmart known for its baked goods?
I mean, they sell Patti LaBelle's pies.
Oh, okay.
So they sell some things.
So just that.
Yeah.
But they don't have a bakery section.
They do.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm. Okay. They have a bakery section. You get fresh breads and rolls and muffins and cookies and cakes. Oh, yeah.
Not at any Walmart I've ever been to.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Walmarts have like
the one
everything.
That I'm familiar with from like the area that I grew up in has a McDonald's in it, but it doesn't have...
that too. And a nail salon and an optometrist sometimes.
Yes. I've seen the optometrist. I think there's an optometrist and a McDonald's, but no bakery.
Oh, yeah. They have a bakery too. At least in the South they do.
All right.
Yeah. So, she's obviously upset about that. And then shitty girl employee that was on the computer comes running outside to, like, stop her from shooting at the building.
Please stop. You're just wasting bullets. It's not doing anything.
Right. And also Love Spell comes outside to be like, oh, my God.
She Mom, was like, you're Mom, so embarrassing.
Seriously, stop shooting with your Evan Williams and your rifle at the empty building. God.
Oh, God.
So then she turns to shitty girl employees like, can you take her home? Because I just literally cannot.
Yeah, can't with her.
So then they do that. Hard cut to the dough spinning that's still obviously red.
With blood.
Yep.
Yep.
And all of a sudden it starts pulsing. We hear a heartbeat. And a small hand starts like reaching up through the dough that clearly looks like a baby doll hand. Like reaching. I wish y'all could see Kate's face. Mouth ajar. Like, mouth ajar.
Agape.
Agape, if you will.
Yeah.
In horror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't like the baby doll hand aspect.
It's
of the,
too small.
No.
Especially like a gingerbread hand, obviously it's just like a round
it's like
shape.
A mitten.
Like we don't need, it's a mitten. So there's no actual fingers. We see phalanges. Reaching
also,
we have
yet to cut a gingerbread man.
Thank you.
So it should just be flour.
It's
the
just,
pulsing would
the
have been
pulsing's
enough.
Fine. If we heard the heartbeat and like saw the pulsing, fine.
Totally
I'm
fine.
On board. The
they
hand,
keep going like too far the extra mile, and it's like we didn't need that.
No, you lost me. Like one detail
you're going
too many.
Too far.
Yeah. So then, hard cut again to outside, and the owner of the chain across the street, whose name I shit you not is Jimmy Dean. The character's name.
Okay.
He rolls up and he tells...
Is it a sausage place?
You would think. It honestly make more sense. She's like, oh, but they're going to offer like breakfast. I don't know. Like something.
Yeah.
It would help.
Yeah.
But he rolls up and like tells Love Spell. He's like, look, when my place opens, you're not going to have any business. So why don't I just buy your business now? And he goes, you remember my daughter? And like she rolls on the window and he goes, she won Miss Pretty Face of Waco.
Pretty Face?
Yeah.
That's a... pageant?
Okay. Allegedly.
Miss Pretty Face, Waco, Texas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're killing it.
Okay.
So she's only Miss Pretty Face moving forward, by the way.
I literally
didn't learn her name.
No, you don't need any more explanation.
So he offers her $50,000 for the business, which...
Take it.
But that's only like a Chevy Tahoe. Like if, for a whole business,
I guess
the building,
but like,
the
who
land,
you got?
The company.
You got Cray Mom. You got
Bloody
Brick.
Butcher Baker.
You got Brick.
You got Brick.
And then you got shitty
girl.
Yeah.
That doesn't make cakes.
Doesn't make cakes.
Maybe she should cut her losses and buy a Chevy Tahoe. And just get the fuck out.
Well, yeah, use that Chevy Tahoe to drive somewhere else.
True. My God.
Put your mom in like a rehab or something. Get a job at.
Put her in AA and just, or yeah, no rehab, because then she's institutionalized. Just like put her in somewhere and just go, man, just fucking live.
I mean, you've run a business now. You have that for your resume. Go get a job like office managing somewhere, like a dentist's office.
She would be great at that. I mean, we do find out that she is in school.
How
like,
old
she's
is she?
Taking
like, she seems
school.
Young.
She's in nursing school going to community college.
Her younger brother was 21, so what, she like 25?
Yeah, maybe at best.
Okay, you got your whole life ahead of you.
You have a lot of options. Yeah.
Unless you get murdered by a gingerbread man.
Ugh, and she's coming for her.
It's coming.
So we go back inside and Love Spell's considering the offer. But then she's like crying about the plague. She's like, I don't know what to do. Sniffing. No tears. Duh. She's like,
I'm also crying right now.
So that.
Cool.
And then Love Spell sends Brick home. She's like, look, just go. Which he needs to go to this, like, WrestleMania thing he wanted to go to anyway. And he's like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah, go.
It's weird that they gave him that backstory. Like,
I know.
We didn't write a whole lot for the rest of this, but he likes wrestling.
Yeah, we need to establish that early on. So then Love Cell's working on the dough, still obviously red. She rolls out the dough and cuts a gingerbread. It's fucking huge how big the gingerbread man is.
Like, of course, because no one's going to be like, ooh, menacing tiny gingerbread man.
Like, okay, take your hand, place it down. Uh-huh. Take your other hand, place it like the heel.
Oh my God.
Place your hand again.
No.
Yes. That's how big the gingerbread
was.
It's
like the size of like a 4 month old.
Yes. She's basically made a zygote size of gingerbread man. It's huge. So she has like this giant thing and presses it and cuts it out and she's like dressing it up.
No, I'm talking, this is the length of an actual like baby.
Yeah. Like, it's literally like it's your forearm.
Yeah.
From your elbow to your fingertip. Your that's how long.
You know your forearm between your like wrist and your elbow is your foot size?
Yes, I learned that, which I was like, oh my God, I have a big foot.
anyway.
So that, okay, so then she goes and she puts the gingerbread into this like walk-in oven and all of a sudden
walk-in oven.
Yeah, which okay. Unnecessary.
Why would I want to walk into an oven?
I don't, no one
sounds
does.
Like the worst experience of my life.
Seriously, like only do you need this because it looks like a small bakery up front.
Uh-huh.
The back of the warehouse where they're baking is like the size of like what a Debbie, like a little Debbie would look like.
Oh,
it's unnecessary how much they have in the back to bake with.
They used to be big time.
They probably did, and then they just
before
lost their
murders.
Way. Ugh, it's so tragic. So, lights flicker, and then we see a shot of the gingerbread man. Already somehow has a superhuman face as it's being baked.
Oh.
Yeah, like it's...
Ew, does it look like Gary Busey?
It doesn't look like Gary Busey, yeah. But it's got defined nose, eyes, mouth, like everything. It's not just like gumdrop smile, like what she fucking put on it.
Oh, it changed.
It changed.
Oh.
To a full face.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that.
So,
I was like, how did she construct like a
she
real...
She didn't.
Okay.
It manifested itself.
But also, why is Love Spell working alone at this bakery on one large gingerbread man?
Seriously, she doesn't have to do this. The cake, I understand. It was due
did
tomorrow morning.
Did she only
morning.
Bake the one?
Yes. She cut out one gingerbread man.
One incredibly giant. Large gingerbread man. Okay.
So now we do a cut to Miss Pretty Face of Waco.
Cool.
Who randomly pops into the bakery for some weird reason. And she's trying
she's like, hey, my daddy's going to buy your
bakery.
Plate.
You're going to be poor again. And
do you like my pretty face? It's such a pretty face.
Waco says it's the prettiest face of all.
The people have spoken.
And she, like, brought a rat, I guess, to, like, bring into the bakery to, like,
shut
them down.
Oh, she's doing that thing?
Yeah.
Come on. You already know that your place is going to knock them out of business. Why do you need
you
a rat
You don't need
also?
To do this. And honestly, they lowballed the fuck out of Love Spell. So, yeah. Like, you'll need to add a rat on top of
no.
it.
No.
So that was dumb. But then Pretty Face and Love Spell, like, get into a physical fight that's so piss poor. They're literally, like, throwing rolls at each other.
Oh, no.
And like kind of it's so and like you know how like when you like you're looking like you're supposed to fight but you're not actually making contact, you're doing a lot
yes.
of swinging and flailing that. And then all of a sudden they run into the fuse box and the power like flashes and it ignites the gingerbread. We see like electricity.
So they really do Frankenstein it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just like that noise. It's just like a lot of elements that like had to go right for this.
Yeah.
To actually happen. Is he a witch or something? What the hell?
No.
He like constructed this? He's just a fucking serial killer.
It's Brick's blood.
He should have just died.
Millard's ashes. The power of the fight of the fuse box.
The power of ladies fighting.
Yes. And then the walk-in oven. All those things combined to make Millard the ginger dead man.
Oh, no.
So then also, for some weird reason, because this is what I don't get, too, because Miss Pretty Face Waco was in the back of her dad's car.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, she comes back by herself. Dad's nowhere to be seen.
Okay.
And randomly, now, her boyfriend, Amos, walks
ew,
in.
Amos.
I know. And he's like, what are you doing in here? You said you're just going to drop off a note. And she's like...
Oh, God.
And...
Is that his actual accent?
Yeah, they all have really bad southern accents.
Oh, no. Like, they're, like, people from L.A. trying to do accents. Okay, okay.
Very disrespectful. And then Love Spell is like, oh, yeah, she dropped off a note that likes cheese.
The rat. A rat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So then all of a sudden we hear the ginger dead man laughing through the glass of the oven. And
because
like,
that joke was really...
Oh, yeah. He's living for it. And he's also like, it's an evil laugh. He's like, ha, 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 ha. And then...
But also, he's a gingerbread man.
Less we forget.
I am not scared.
They are. But also, they suspend their belief for only like a second. Then they're just like, oh, yeah, this is totally normal. Because like, literally they go... What's that sound? And they see, like, Amos sees his, like, gingerbread man face through the glass. He goes, whoa, what was that? And they go, oh, no. And they're like, open the door. So instead of leaving him in there, they decide to open the door.
You could have overcooked him.
You could have. And just left
ignited
it at that.
Him.
And been done with it.
Ashes again. Ashes to ashes.
So then they open the door. Ginger dead man stands up. And honestly, they are genuinely not scared enough.
This is like Chucky, but even less scary.
Yeah. I'm like, it's a gingerbread man. This is so easy.
He's very breakable.
Take a creme brulee, like flame torch. You're done.
Maybe they don't make creme brulee because like that's not really a baking item.
Fair. So then they're just like.
But anything. Get a fucking knife.
Something. Literally.
What, does he have a gun? No, he just came out of an oven. Like,
thank
he
you.
Nothing.
He's nothing. He's
just kind of hot right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, he burned me.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God. So him.
So him.
So then.
You crumble him.
They get scared for like a second. They go, what? Who are you? Who are you? Not what are you? Who are you?
What's gingerbread? What's your name? Gingerbread man?
Because he's a gentleman and he was asked a question, he goes, well, I'm sure as fuck not the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great.
So we're off to a great
start.
That's
good punch up Muir and whatever the other guy's name is.
So great. So then they're discussing.
I wonder if Gary Busey ad-libbed that one.
I've heard actually. Okay, slight detour. I've heard because I watched an episode of Entourage with Gary Busey on there, and I watched like this. The behind the scenes of that episode, and they said like all the actors were like, yeah, we didn't know what he was going to do on set because we sent him the script and he was like, yeah, I'm not going to do the script. I'm going to do what I feel in the moment on like when we're filming.
He can't read. He didn't know what was in the script.
He's like, I'm too much of an artist to read.
Yeah.
So like literally every take that they took on the episode of Entourage that he was on, they're like, we were all on pins and needles. We literally didn't know what he was going to say or do.
Why would you hire Gary Busey?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Yeah. So.
Like, actually, because you're not doing the script, we're not doing you. Because
it's literally your whole job.
Yeah.
We wrote these things. You're supposed to say them.
Yeah. You're an actor, I think. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Debatable.
It is. It's like, what do you do?
Yeah. He probably ad-libbed all this. So then somehow they get away because it seems like he's very selective, the ginger dead man is, and when he's going to actually, like, finish the job and kill someone.
Well, his mom
would
be so disappointed.
So upset, honestly. So they somehow just run away.
Okay.
And Amos is like, he's talking about, like, oh my gosh, this is so weird, right? Like, what do we do?
Yes, Amos, you're right. That is so weird.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not okay. And then, so then Amos thinks that maybe Brick somehow made the ginger dead man as a joke. Why he came to that conclusion?
How, though?
Why?
Brick, what a prankster.
Always with the jokes, making always a killer cookie.
The jokes, making a fucking cookie that can speak. How?
Right.
Even if he was, like, good at robotics. Like,
hello, which... His name is Brick, so he's not gonna
be. He's into wrestling. I don't see that in him.
No, he's all of a sudden not, like, engineering.
Unless he's, like, in a gingerbread man costume and, like, running in the room. He's like, eh, hey.
Everybody is like, oh, Brick.
This is clearly not the size of a human.
Like, nope. Nothing about this makes sense.
Okay.
They
good call there, Amos, but no.
Such
I mean,
a
he is grasping at straws here. Like, what could possibly be the answer to this?
They're still not questioning why this is the thing that's happening. They're more focused on, like, what? Who made it? What?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
And then they also don't leave the bakery for some reason. They stay locked inside with it for some, I don't know why they don't try and escape.
Run outside? I don't.
It's so easy to get away. So then Love Spell is like sitting there. She goes, I don't know, that voice sounds so familiar. She recognizes the voice of the ginger dead man.
Well, he was speaking in her head, like, yesterday.
He was, so... well, actually, no, later, like, earlier in the evening.
Okay.
And then Amos comes up with the idea of...
wait, why is this all happening in one night?
I don't know. Like, why did
the guy come by with pretty face, like, so late at night?
Everyone popped in all at night, late night, at the bakery, for no reason.
Okay.
And Amos has the idea to capture the gingerbread man and take him to Letterman or Leno so we can make some money.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what you do.
Yeah, you bring the murderous gingerbread man.
Yep.
To Letterman.
To late night TV.
To late night. That's for exactly a quick where, check. Where it... But also, Amos, you have no claim to this thing.
Right.
You literally just walked into this...
You just happened to come to retrieve, like, this pretty face of Waco.
Why? Yeah, why do you... why do you get claim to this cookie and, like, get part of the money? Because, like,
you know,
clearly
he's
Love Spell's cookie.
Oh, yeah. You know he's going to want to cut. Like, Amos seems like the kind that was like, Amos, well, I get 20% because I came up with the idea of bringing him to the Leno show.
I mean... That's fair. Finder's fee. He's the manager.
I suppose, but ugh. So then Miss Prettyface grabs, I'm assuming, Amos's phone and calls her dad. And she goes, Daddy, we got a homicidal baked good after us.
Oh, my God.
And then the cell phone.
Who taught her that word?
Right. A homicidal baked good.
Ugh.
And then the cell phone dies. And she goes, damn it. And Love Spell goes,
heck.
I know. That's what she should have said. Yeah. Keep it PG. But then Love Spell goes, why didn't you call the police?
Yeah, why are you calling Daddy?
Right. And Prettyface just goes, shut up.
Good but retort. Also, what are you going to tell the
There's
police?
There's nothing you can possibly say that won't. Honestly, they would just come to do, like, a psych hold,
yeah,
if anything.
Totally.
Like, send the white coats.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, homicidal baked good, you say? Okay, we'll be right over. Oh, my God, this bitch.
All right, so... fire on site.
Miss Prettyface Waco has gone insane. Yeah. our celebrity, Miss Prettyface Waco.
Yeah. Oh, now she can't participate in the celebrity dancing with the stars. My God.
It's going to the runner-up because we can't have this on our...
Oh, no. She has besmirched the good name of Waco.
Absolutely.
Because nothing else bad happened in Waco, Texas.
Nope. No, none of us can think of a thing that has happened in Waco that is a problematic in any way. There isn't, like, a mini series coming out soon about it or anything.
No, not at all.
Starring Taylor Kitsch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, neat. That's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Yeah, here for it. Okay, so now we cut back. Somehow Drunk Cray Mom has manifested herself back to the bakery.
Okay.
And
how?
Did she take It's established
shitty,
that she ran out the back door of the home. While shitty employee was trying to take her back home.
So they live that close where she's, like, within running distance?
Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, and also apparently shitty employee doesn't pay well enough attention.
She fell asleep. She's back on the computer playing Spider Solitaire.
That's so much fun. It's frustrating, but it's fun.
I've never actually played it.
Oh, it's so annoying, but it's fun. She's back with her Evan Williams in her hand. And she's calling out
Gotta
for anyone in the bakery. And then she sees the news clipping of Millard Findlemeyer. And she says to self out loud, it can't be him. He's long been dead and buried.
What,
why is she...
Phil said this or
no,
Cray Mom?
No, Cray Mom said
it. Wait, she doesn't...
Right!
Does she even know about Cookie?
No! No! She knows about nothing. She's just in the bakery that seems empty and says that. We've established no reason why she would think that there'd be an issue with Millard.
Or a cookie.
Or a cookie. Or anything of that nature. No.
She's just back.
She's like, no. No, it can't be him. Obviously, because to the best of your knowledge, he's dead.
Yeah.
And that's it. End of story for him.
Uh-huh. Usually.
Mm-hmm.
I think that.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah, but...
You're dead. Probably not coming back to kill me as a cookie.
Nope. Drunk Cray Mom apparently knows more.
I know there are infinite universes... And in all of these infinite universes, all possibilities exist somewhere. But
deep.
I doubt that one does. I really highly doubt that there's a scenario in which a serial killer is executed and then comes back as a cookie.
But you don't know that for sure. In
I don't.
Alternate
That's
universes.
True. That's true.
Don't limit this world and this plane of universe we're on. We're only on one experience right now, Kate. You need to lean into
just
the
keep
other
talking. You're fucking movie.
Okay, so as she's saying this out loud to herself for no reason, Ginger Dead Man goes, "You sure about that?" And Cray Mom goes, "What?" and, like, turns around. And she, like, looks around but, like, doesn't see him. And then she, like, oh, no, she does see him. But then she looks at the bottle and goes, "Well, that's the end of that."
Good call, Cray Mom.
So and that's
I
the would,
order up. If I were really drunk, I'd be like, definitely the booze.
Easily.
Although, like, I don't. You don't hallucinate.
No, that's acid.
Like, I've never once hallucinated while I was on alcohol. On me alcohol. Either.
I just get really emotional or yell at people.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know this about you.
Yeah.
I guess we've never really gotten really drunk.
Not that drunk, yeah. Mm-hmm. Only get, depends on the mood I'm in. But yeah, sometimes I'm very nice. Other times I'm like, I will fight you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a fun roulette there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's it gonna be?
Woo. Maybe we shouldn't do a drunk episode. Just like trying to fight me the whole time.
How fun would that be? What a, like, a battle.
I actually would totally.
It'd be really cool.
We have it recorded and you'll be like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry," the next day.
It'd be great. It would be like an apology tour after that.
Yep.
For me.
Forever.
Okay, so then Ginger Dead Man, for some reason, has a knife behind his back that fits behind him easily.
He's big, and also
shrunk down once he, like, got cooked. It makes no sense. Like, now he's smaller.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the knife somehow still fits behind him.
Was it a big knife?
Pretty big knife.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's in a bakery. Like, there's obviously knives everywhere. Knives.
Yeah. But then he starts, like, coaxing Cray, drunk mom, towards him, like, "Come on."
What is his weird draw with these women?
I don't know. It's
like,
super
kitty,
creepy.
Kitty, kitty, ew, no. Yeah. You don't respond to the murderer.
But then they oblige, which is even more confusing.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You don't respond. You don't, like, do what they're asking you, like coaxing you that way. Like, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So she creeps towards him because she's dumb. And he cuts off her finger. Just one. Her ring finger, which, how'd he get just the ring finger?
I don't know.
Not the thumb. That would make more sense. It's out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
She sees as, like,
ah! That would look better because you're, like, holding it up, like, ah! And it's, like, spurting.
Right. But then instead, they're just like, ah! And, like, one's down. So then she passes out, I guess, out of shock, we're going to go with.
Like, blood loss?
Sure.
Quickly?
That fast? Because why not?
Probably shock. Okay.
Shitty girl employee.
She's also drunk, so she's passed out.
That's true. She had a rough night.
Yeah.
So then shitty girl employee runs back in and is like, "There you are." And then she literally somehow doesn't see that Cray Mom is covered in blood. I don't know how
she... From her finger?
Yeah. It's all over her chest for some weird reason.
She, like, landed like that?
Yeah, I guess.
With her hand over her chest?
Yeah. And it's, like, all on her chest.
Okay.
So, shitty girl employee doesn't see that. And then she gets stabbed in the back while she's looking at Cray Mom.
Oh.
Because that's what happens.
Dead?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait. Wow. Yes.
Okay. Wow. Short-lived
No, I'm sorry. Character. She does not die.
Okay.
No, I just remember that. She's not die. Fast forward. So, then we cut back to Love Spell and Amos and Pretty Face Waco.
Okay.
The lights completely turn off now for a second. And Amos is like, I'm going to go to the car and get your cell phone, Pretty Face, so we can call someone. He goes out and does that. Her phone's also dead, so he just retrieves the gun. So that's helpful.
Okay.
Amos is kind of thinking. Then when he returns, Love Spell asks Amos to put the gun away since apparently she's triggered by seeing a gun.
Okay, now is not the time, Love Spell.
Thank you. There's literally a gingerbread man trying
to
kill
you. He's actually, like, making positive steps towards solving
right
the problem. So maybe just let Amos go hide. I don't know. Don't
whatever
look at
you
the
don't
gun.
Look at don't the look gun. At the gun. Just don't look at it.
I don't know.
But instead, he's like, "Oh, sorry, I forgot," and, like, puts it away.
I mean, he still has it, I guess.
I mean, he has it, but now it's, like, tucked into his back, like the back of his jeans,
okay.
Harder to get to. It's so stupid. So then, Gingerbread Man is outside, and Jimmy Dean has returned.
Oh, good.
Trying to, I guess, retrieve Pretty Face Waco.
Yeah.
And
he got that weird phone call, so.
Exactly. So then, Gingerbread Man starts his car because Jimmy Dean's gotten out of the car.
How is he going to drive a car? He's
small. He has some sort of, like, it looks like a gas fuse, like, thing. It's like this, you know those cylinders that you see in a car? It's like a big silver thing with two long poles on the other end of it.
Okay.
He basically has that somehow adhered to his foot to push the accelerator.
Okay.
And Jimmy Dean is like, "What? Don't take my car. Don't, like, you don't see from the shot they showed, the gingerbread man is, like, down below the steering wheel."
Yeah.
So Jimmy Dean doesn't see a person in his car.
How is he like, even, like, reaching up to...
Bruh. I can't tell you.
I'm sorry. This is why I can't watch horror movies, because it's just, like, all my mind is like, why? Why are you writing these things so poorly? So, I need, like, an explanation. And everything that I write, I have to, like, plot out, like, these are the reasons that these things happen. It's just, like, so clearly, like, there's no holes at all.
That's called good writing, Gabe. It's just, like,
I don't even understand how you could write something and be like, put that down and be like, good
yep,
enough.
I'm done.
Good
That's enough. All I need. Right. It's fine.
Guys, and there were two of you.
Exactly. Like, what the fuck? Where are the checks and balances? So, Gingerbread Man drives the car into Jimmy Dean and smashes him between, like, a wall and the car. Pins him. He's dead for sure.
Yeah, I assume.
Can't survive.
Bye, that. Jimmy Dean.
Yeah. So then we cut to Love Spell and Amos. They're having a little moment. They're kind of bonding because they like grew up in school together.
Okay. So they know each other from previous times?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And she kind of had a thing for him and he kind of had a thing for her, but like he's with Pretty Face of Waco now.
Right.
Because so,
she's got a pretty face.
Yeah. Okay. And it's the most prized pretty face
of
in
all
Waco,
Waco,
Texas.
Yes.
So, because Pretty Face like went away for a second. We don't fucking know why.
Yeah.
But then she shows up. She follows a trail of blood. And then when she sees the blood, she goes, screw this, and then decides to leave again.
Oh.
So she left, came back, and left again.
Okay.
Shitty girl employee is discovered by Love Spell and Amos in the fridge. It's clear that she's kind of, like, been stripped of her clothes somehow and covered in whipped cream.
What?
I don't
know. What? Wait.
Yeah.
But the gingerbread man drove away.
The gingerbread man drove he just drove the car into Jimmy Dean and
came
then
back.
Allegedly got back out of the car.
And stripped her and covered her in
And then he also put, which is a delightful touch, he placed a maraschino cherry where each nipple would be on her body.
Isn't that a thing in like, what is the movie with Dawson? Hmm. Varsity Blues?
Oh,
I'm sure
it was
she
on...
comes out with the whipped cream on her boobs.
Yes.
And are there maraschino cherries involved?
I think there were, right?
I think maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They stole that. Fucking stole that.
They absolutely did. The only reason I think that, like, they had to have stripped her down is because it's obvious, like, two separate mounds of boobs. When she was wearing a t-shirt with, obviously, a bra, so it would have been, like, a straight, you know, like, a flatter surface across. And now it's, like, individual mounds.
Okay.
They've stripped her down for some weird reason.
Okay. Oh, so she's totally covered in whipped cream. So you
totally covered.
See
so you don't see the body.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You see like the shape of her in whipped cream with cherries on her body. Yeah.
I don't
fucking know why.
That was unnecessary.
Why. Completely. She could have just been in the fridge, in the walk-in fridge.
Totally.
And just been done with it.
Could
have. So then for some weird reason, they drag her out of the fridge and they're like trying to revive her or some shit. And Love Spell goes, you know what? I think I know who it is. But, oh no, she goes, sorry, cut that out. She goes, I think I know what, I mean, who it is. So she says it, like, all straight through, not like she's correcting herself as a, like.
I think I know what, I mean, who.
Right, like that's how it should have been.
Like, stream, no.
She did, like, a line where, like, I think I know what, I mean, who it is. Dry, no change.
No inflection?
No fucking change. So, now we cut to Pretty Face, who's found her daddy. Pinned to the wall.
Oh no.
She
Poor
doesn't react as strongly as one would imagine if they found their father pinned to a building between a car.
Oh, maybe there's some weird backstory with the two of them. He was real proud of that pretty face.
He was, and maybe that was all he was proud of. He rode her real hard, like school wise.
Maybe.
But she basically goes, Daddy, no! And like runs to him.
Daddy, no.
Yes.
Okay.
And she like kind of cries over him. Again, no tears because why?
Right. Well, they, you know, you have to pay actors more if they can do that.
That's true. So then she immediately like sobers up basically and like takes a ring off his finger. Why? We don't know. And then she immediately just goes, I'll miss you, Daddy. And walks away.
Oh.
She's over it now.
She's moved on.
She's moved past it.
Been
you
enough
can't,
time.
You can't harp on the past of
no,
your daddy dying.
Absolutely not. She's not triggered by cars and, like, still.
No.
She's good. She's good.
And he's never coming back. What's the point of grieving?
I mean, apparently people don't come back unless there's ashes and
blood
and electricity
and
a girl fight.
Yes. It's the only
in
way.
In an oven.
So
gingerbread, is that what you're gonna say?
Okay. So then cut back into the bakery. They cleaned up shitty girl employee, but she's, and they covered it with like a blanket or some bullshit. Okay. And then Love Spell, like is sitting there and saying like, we gotta make sure that she stays covered and warm to prevent hypothermia and like all this kind of stuff. And Amos is like, how do you know that? And she's like, well, I've been taking some classes. And he's like, well, what kind of class? And she's like, nursing. And he goes, oh, where at? And she's like, at the community college. And he goes, well, what do you want to be? And she's like,
a nurse.
Bitch, duh. But then, at least kind of him, he goes, well, why not a doctor or a surgeon? You're smart enough. So it's like, well, that's kind.
Okay, Amos.
So initially I was like, bruh, clearly.
Yeah.
She's, first of all, she's talking medical. So she's clearly taking some sort of like health route, medical based thing.
But she said nursing school.
And she said nursing. Yeah. So, yeah. So, okay. So snaps for Amos for being progressive.
Okay. Fair.
And then Pretty Face of Waco comes back in. Oh, yeah. They also, Amos and Love Spell have a little kiss.
Oh.
Pretty Face enters. She does not see them kiss, though. Annoying. Yeah. I thought they were going to obviously have her see that. And then
maybe that was too much to write in. Like, we don't need conflict also. Exactly. We already have the gingerbread man.
And they already hate each other. We don't need extra hate.
Yeah, that's true.
So then gingerbread man goes, how about a facial to Pretty Face and like stabs at her face.
I don't need that.
Yeah. He doesn't need to have little like fun quips before he kills people. He doesn't kill her though. He just slashes at her face and again pretty lets her leave.
Her pretty face.
I know. Now she's nothing.
The arms of the angels. Her face. R.I.P. her face.
R.I.P. Pretty Face. So it's clear that he's like slashing her face. The problem is there's no like, there wasn't enough visual like makeup done to make it look like cuts in her face. They just applied blood to her face.
Okay.
No gashes. Cool. Just blood.
Yeah. Because that takes like
effort and talent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like FX makeup people.
Mm-hmm. So we don't have time for that. We just know how to get like some vampire blood from Eddie's trick shop and just slide it on.
Party City.
Yeah. So then she's obviously upset only about her face because duh, it's all she has. And clearly Gingerbread Man is not a dedicated killer because he let her go after stabbing her in the face. We have to finish what you start.
Jesus. He again has not finished a single thing.
No.
Nope. He did not kill. The only thing he finished was killing Jimmy Dean.
Yeah. He's only killed Jimmy Dean and, yeah, no, it's the only one.
Yeah. Finger. So, he got the finger off. He left her in the
fridge with shitty girl employee and now he slashed a face.
Yeah. Nothing's finished.
Mm-mm. So then Pretty Face is like, she goes, look at my face. I'm Miss Pretty Face of Waco. Was Miss Pretty Face of Waco.
Aww. That's all she had.
Yeah. And then Amos goes, it ain't that bad. And she goes, what do you know? You're ugly.
Oh.
Right.
Is he?
It's not, he's not amazing looking.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't say ugly. Ugly is harsh.
Yeah.
And also, that's your boyfriend. So
yeah,
what the
hell?
Why are you with him? So.
Does he have money?
No,
all he has is a
Amos.
Cell
phone. I don't know if Amos has money.
No.
So then Pretty Face like is running away and she trips on a cord that clearly is a booby trap set by the gingerbread man.
Oh my god, he's setting up booby traps now? Come on.
Yes. And randomly a box falls and somehow defying the odds of physics, a knife has stabbed her and punctured her head.
Oh.
Through her skull.
Oh.
Yeah. So now she's dead.
Pretty Face
is dead.
Oh, no.
R.I.P. Pretty Face of Waco.
Oh, no.
So
they really do need that runner up now. God. Bindi crowned, literally, by a knife.
Like, but I don't get how a knife falling down off a box can, like,
go
plunge deeply into someone's skull.
Oh, no. Skulls are hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it literally went through, like, the front, like, on the top of her, like, where her hairline met her forehead. Is where the knife went in.
I'm not sure the force with which you need to, like, jab someone in the head. But I think it's more than, like,
several pounds of force, right? Like, it's...
The force
like
is...
30,
like,
40
by velocity.
Pounds. Yeah.
Hmm.
Takes a lot. So...
I was not good at physics, so...
I don't fucking know. Yeah. Torque or...
Like,
I don't know.
It's the acceleration of gravity. Like, it's, like, 9 points. I don't know. Something like that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Like the speed, like it accelerates because gravity is pulling it, but.
Yes.
Force, but I don't know what that equates to in terms of force, and I don't think it's enough. Honestly. No, I think it would just like bounce off.
It probably would just be like,
it would hurt.
Yeah, it'd be uncomfortable. It'd be unpleasant.
Yeah.
To have that. But that's it. It wouldn't dive deep into your skull and kill you on sight.
Doubtful.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it depends on how heavy the knife is also.
True. I mean, it was just like, you know, like a...
But if it is heavy, it's probably heavy in the handle. And the handle would fall first because that's the heavier part.
That's true. So still, it's not planned. It doesn't check out.
It's not going to happen.
Mm-mm. So then Love Spell gets her Jennifer Love Hewitt a la I Know What You Did Last Summer moment. Oh. A basically like a what are you waiting for kind of moment.
Oh, well, I've never seen it, so.
Oh, woo. Note to self. Okay.
I don't know what they did last summer.
Okay, so basically Jennifer Love Hewitt has a moment when she's like tired of her friends dropping like flies and she just yells out into the abyss, what are you waiting for, huh? To kill. Come on. Yeah.
Okay.
To like summon the death finally.
Sure, sure. Because, I mean, like, isn't he after her anyway?
Yeah.
He's, like, killing everyone around her first.
Exactly. So, very rude. So then she basically is like, come and get me. And Amos shoots into the darkness for some weird reason.
God, why are they shooting at things?
They're wasting the bullets. I don't understand.
Shotgun shells and...
So then Gingerbread Man, like, talks to them, but, like, for some reason, they can't figure out what direction the voice is coming from, which you should be able to.
Yeah.
It's a big space.
Well, maybe the echo?
Maybe that's throwing it off. But then, all of a sudden, Love Spell finds her mom's finger and, like, flips the fuck out.
Oh, no!
And then Amos is like, it looks like it's pointing at something. Which...
Why would it be?
It's just a finger laying down, but all of a sudden... And then Gingerbread Man is like, oh, smart boy. And the finger's, like, pointing towards the oven. They go to the walk-in oven. Cray Mom is inside.
Oh,
being baked.
This is why we don't have walk-in ovens!
Thank you! So then they only have like a couple strategic burn marks on her face and that's it. But she's been cooking.
But she's dead, yeah?
No, she's not dead.
Oh, okay. How hot is this oven? I feel like you can't survive inside of an oven for an extended period of time. You okay?
Okay.
So how long can you survive in an oven though?
Apparently it depends on the intention of the movie because sometimes things burn up right away and sometimes they don't.
Well, I mean, like, I can't imagine setting it for any temperature that an oven can be at and, like, have it be a habitable environment.
I mean, no, for sure, but it's, like, it's a plot device almost where sometimes it works and other times it's, like, a fucking crematory.
How long has she been in there, though?
I don't think that long, like, long enough to get random, like, black burn marks, but not long enough for the rest of her body to be fucked or for her to be dead. She's not even flushed. She's not even red.
Oh.
It's just black burn marks on her face.
How?
I don't know.
Okay.
So then they pull her out of the oven, ovs. Well, Amos pulls her out, and then
she's
for
like
some
coughing,
reason,
like...
she's just like unconscious still right now.
Okay.
And then Love Spell is still inside, and a Gingerbread shuts the door and goes, now you know what it feels like to fry, bitch.
Which,
bake, not fry.
Nah.
And
also,
then...
was he in an electric chair?
Yeah,
he was
electrocuted.
Don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I know, they don't. It's very inhumane to do that. They inject you with poison now, so
yeah.
Figure the fuck out. For some reason, Amos is weak, for some reason, from just dragging Burnt Mom out of the oven.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Okay.
And he's laying on the ground. He weakly shoots the gun towards the Gingerbread Man. Misses. Duh. But somehow, like, he shoots at the door, and that's enough to unlock the hinge.
Oh.
And Love Spell crawls out. Somehow, in the moment of that, I guess Amos puts down the gun, and Gingerbread Man gets the gun.
Oh. Somehow. Why would you put the gun down?
Don't know. Didn't need to. Could have held on to it. So then Brick randomly pops back in.
Oh, hey, Brick.
Brick
How
returns.
Was WrestleMania?
So he had fun, but he realized he forgot something and had to come back.
Okay.
And then what's weird is that he walks in, he sees the Gingerbread Man and goes, whoa, and immediately puts up his fist to fight. Doesn't even take into account, like
good job, Brick.
What is this?
He's just ready.
He's like,
Brick stays ready.
He does. Like, I think it's all the wrestling info that he was like is down
he's
in
like,
his brain.
What do I need to do?
Yeah. He's just always on 10, ready to wrestle. And the Gingerbread Man goes, "Ugh, you gotta be shitting me." and fires the gun.
Another person to kill.
Right. So he fires the gun. Shitty girl employee somehow, like, has woken up, gotten dressed.
Oh.
Yeah. She hits the gingerbread man with a frying pan. And he falls to the ground, and Brick starts wrestling the gingerbread man. And this is where it gets fucking weird and confusing. I mean, the movie is already weird.
Getting? It gets?
This is where it escalates in confusion.
Okay, cool.
So Brick all of a sudden is, like, wrestling the gingerbread man. They're fighting, and he, like, bites. They're like, "Eat him!" He starts biting at the gingerbread man. The first bite he obviously takes...
Eat him is the solution.
Yes.
Great.
So he starts biting at his head. Uh-huh. But then for some reason, after Brick has clearly gone to bite at his head, we get an insert shot of the whole gingerbread man yelling, "Oh, fuck you!" And, like, all this kind of stuff. So his head's now intact again. And then... But then we pan back out.
Poorly edited is what you're telling
it's
me.
It's so piss poor. And then we randomly pan back
out. Fuck you also.
And they're, like, fighting. Oh, and he's like, "Fuck you." Like, "No, don't eat me." Like, all this kind of stuff. So, like,
I don't know why eating him is the best solution.
It's honestly not.
It's got, like, your blood and his ashes in it also.
It's so gross. You're going to die. Like, you're going to catch something from this. So then we cut back out, and Brick is, like, randomly biting all over the place. You see just, like, crumbles of gingerbread and blood. Yeah, it's bleeding.
Okay. Yeah, it's bleeding.
And, but, like, so it looks like it's just, he's eaten almost all of it. Like, there's just crumbs left in this one shot.
Okay.
So then we look up, and Brick goes, "Got milk?"
I hate you, Brick. I hate you.
So that happens. But then we cut back to a shot of the gingerbread man lying there with only the head missing. So continuity is fucked.
Yeah. Wow. Oh my God.
And somehow is able to have a voiceover moment where he says,
"Wait, he doesn't have a head anymore."
Right. Right. So then he somehow has a voiceover saying, "Save room for dessert because I'm coming back for you."
Uh-huh. In Ginger Dead Man 2?
Actually, there are sequels to this movie.
No!
There's, like, four.
No!
Yes. No, I looked them up. There's, like, four Ginger Dead Mans.
No. Who gave them money?
Don't know. Who? Gary Busey. It's a passion project of his.
Oh, God. How does he have money? Who is employing Gary Busey? And who's managing his money?
I need to meet his manager.
They I'm so have confused. Done miracles.
They really have.
They invested well. They must had have. Because he has not done.
I bet Gary Busey owns, like, random, like, desert land that's, like.
Probably. That's where they shoot. Like,
and they found oil on it.
They probably shoot on that land.
Oh my God.
Like, oh, I'll rent out my desert space for you to.
Yes.
I don't know.
Gary Busey's got to figure it out, honestly.
I don't know.
We're all just
He's
peons.
Got the right people. Like, who do you use? Because I need.
That. Honestly. So then, okay. So we cut to a shot of Brick, and he's like, he calls himself again the Butcher Baker. He tells Shitty Girl employee to call him the Butcher Baker.
Call me that.
Like, I only want to be referred to as Butcher Baker because it's like his wrestling.
But he also moment. He butchered the
baked
man,
good.
I guess yeah.
Yeah, the homicidal okay. baked
okay.
good.
Okay. That one.
Cray drunk mom burnt wakes up.
No good. So one was burnt, one got hypothermia. It's cute.
Yeah, so he's like, oh, it's all about balance.
Yeah.
Yin and yang.
Just hug each other until one of you is warm and the other one's cold.
Oh my God. Wouldn't that be great? That was the only, like, that was the best way to solve.
Put them together. One's really, really hot. The other
She's
one's really,
really,
really
cold.
Cold.
So we got to set her on fire, and then they have to hug.
Put them in a blanket together.
It's their get along, get better shirt.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden we look at Brick. It's rinsing off his face in the mirror, and he looks up and his eyes are possessed. Gingerbread man is taking over Brick's body.
This is why you don't eat it.
I know. And then he turns around and goes, It's not over, girly. Not by a long shot. And the gang's all, like, walking outside, and then Lovespell returns inside to get Brick. She's like, hey, Brick's not here. Rick's standing in the shadows. And he says, I forget what the fuck he says to her. It's probably trash. And she's like, I recognize that voice. Millard? And like, and Brick's eyes are all of a sudden like, the way they did Brick's makeup is like a poor man's Michael Jackson's Thriller. So they've like, for some reason, like done black like around his eyes. And like, they put like a little bit of black on his lips. And it's clear they put like activated charcoal on his teeth. Like, and that's Brick's look for this moment.
That's Brick's look. The butcher baker.
They did final looks and they were like, send him out. He's ready to
film. Great, great, great.
So.
It's just like, I'm practicing my wrestling makeup.
Yes. So then he grabs Love Spell and they wrestle. And he goes, Brick is gone. Only Millard now, baby. Give me some sugar. He Yuck. Sticks out his tongue.
Yuck.
It's blue for some reason.
Yuck.
And he licks her face. Oh, which I would die a thousand circle. Deaths. I know. Everything's coming back, man. So then he prepares to bite her when Amos comes in and shoots him. Brick slash Miller.
Good job, Amos. He's the only one taking care of business here.
Honestly, every time. But then Brick Miller just laughs. It's not strong enough. Or he's too strong. Bullet can't take Why? Him down. I don't know. He should die.
He should die.
He doesn't, though. So then all of a sudden, shitty girl employee runs in out of nowhere, shoves him into the walk-in oven, locks it, cranks the heat. Somehow that way, he immediately dies. Why it didn't kill crazy drunk mom?
Okay.
No, but all of a sudden now, full it's the crematory. Alcohol.
Mm. Pickled her.
It did.
Harder to kill.
I have to stay drunk on Evan Williams.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's the only way to survive.
Yep.
Okay, I'm doing that.
I'm doing that.
It's settled. Life choices.
Just needed a reason.
I'm going to get all my affairs in order just in case, but now I will only be maybe like one handle of Evan Williams a day. Deep. Yeah. Always. Every day. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, that's over. It's canceled. Next day.
It's canceled.
So it's He's all dead. Over. Everything's great.
Brick's gone. Poor Brick.
Brick's gone now. Yeah, they're like, oh no,
he Brick. He saved like... everybody's life, and then he like...
And then he gets killed.
He got killed.
Which then they had to even have a reminder of that. So like, okay, so he cuts the next day. It's all sunshine and roses. Everyone's outside. For some reason, they're standing outside the front of the
and
bakery.
And great, Amos is no longer compromised.
Cause... Exactly.
Woo! Good timing.
Yeah, he and Love Spell are now like huddled up and happy.
Of course.
Everyone's like
took
eating.
Care of that third wheel of my girlfriend.
Ugh, fucking Pretty Face is dead now, so now I can finally go after my true love.
Yay.
For some reason there's two women in nurse's garb standing there. I was like, is this a celebration of her finishing nursing classes? Like nursing school?
I guess.
They don't establish. They're just all eating a cake.
They've been institutionalized.
Oh my god. Like just like put what do you call it? Chloroform.
Yeah.
Over her, just like knock her out, take her back.
Yeah.
They're all eating pastries, living the life, and someone's like, I hate that Brick had to die. They're like, that wasn't Brick anymore.
I mean. True.
Drunk Cray mom is no longer drunk Cray. She's now sober mama.
Right, because seeing
the gingerbread man really, just sobered her up.
Yep. Like, I can't do this anymore, even though it had nothing to do with it.
Hello. And then the nurses reveal a box of and they go, hey, where are the gingerbread men? And they're like, no, we don't want any gingerbread men.
Oh, hell no.
And then they go, oh, well, someone brought this box. They bring a box, open it up. There's a bunch of gingerbread men inside.
And they, like, smile.
And they, yeah, they're all, like, happy little gingerbread men. Like, they're, like, normal, non-human-faced gingerbread
okay.
men.
Okay.
And they go, oh, my God, couldn't you just die? End of movie.
Oh! End of movie. Couldn't you just die?
So,
well, that was fantastic.
Yep. So there's that. I'm going to give you the names of the other Ginger Dead Man remake or like other things.
Oh my God.
So there's the Ginger Dead Man from 2005.
Yep.
There's also Ginger Dead Man 2, Passion of the Crust.
No. No. I hate it. There. Oh God.
There's Ginger Dead Man 3, Saturday Night Cleaver. And then the latest that came out in 2013, Ginger Dead Man versus Evil Bong.
What?
So there's that.
Versus Evil Bong?
Uh-huh.
That one wasn't even a pun.
No. No, no, no. They're just...
Passion of the Crust, I will give them, like, I hate it, but, like,
yeah, I'm not happy.
I hate it because it's close to being kind of funny.
But I'll allow it.
The other one is just dumb. And then Bong is just like, okay, we lost all... It's gone
We
off
don't
the
give
rails.
A fuck anymore.
No.
What's interesting is that the girl who played Love Spell reprised her role in Ginger Dead Man versus Evil Bong.
Oh, on the fourth one.
Yeah, she's playing Sarah again.
Wow.
Oh.
Is she in everyone?
Oh, you know what? I lied. Who the fuck is this that played Robin? Who's Robin? Was Robin Pretty Face of Waco? No, Pretty Face of Waco dies. Oh, shitty employee.
Oh, Robin. Okay.
Interesting. Okay. But yeah, it's... yeah.
Okay, so on a scale of 1 to 10...
0.
How likely are you to eat a gingerbread man again?
Ooh.
A vegan one.
I would eat... Yeah. Okay. Since it's cruelty-free and I know it wouldn't then come back to kill me, mm-hmm. and also because I know I haven't helped convict someone to an electric chair...
You're still going to eat them?
I would eat a gingerbread man. Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how easily do you think you'd be able to take a gingerbread man if it were to try and kill you?
Oh my God. 10. Yeah, actually, 20. It's like
so easy.
Yeah. Because right? Like, what you do
They're so fragile.
They are. It's a very dry cookie.
It is.
You just go out to it, crumble it.
Yeah.
It's like a Nature Valley bar.
Don't consume it. That was never on the table for me.
No one ever should have consumed it. That's not the way to go.
You don't eat a... Like, live eat a...
No. And honestly, once I saw the first sign of blood from the gingerbread...
You didn't know what, though. Because it was bleeding.
Yeah, okay. When it was bleeding, I'd be like, tap me out, coach. No, I'm gonna... No, I'm out.
Absolutely not.
Not doing this.
Okay, on a...
The cookie's bleeding.
If you were to give yourself a wrestling name, what would it be?
Ooh. Thick Thighs Mabel.
You did not disappoint. That was perfect. Oh my God. Oh my God. That was so good. I was like, oh, she might have to come back to us on this one. But no. Just laid it right out there.
I was like, what?
Fantastic.
You could do an attribute and a name that makes no fucking sense.
Yep, Mabel.
Yep.
Butcher Baker. No, Butcher. That was way better than Butcher Baker. Oh my God.
Thank you.
That's Mabel. Okay, we're putting you into glow.
Yes, and I'm going to be thick thighs Mabel. I cannot wait.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. My whole shtick is I also wear like reader glasses.
Oh. Great.
Yeah.
Cool.
I always have to wear readers from CVS.
Like, because it's supposed to be a little bit offensive stereotype also, mm-hmm. so you got to be like coming from the kitchen with like, babies,
I made some treats. You want anything?
Some rolls? You're like the woman that works in their kitchen in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh my God. That's fucking brilliant.
That's thick thighs Mabel right there.
Yeah. That's the ideal Mabel, honestly. Yes. That's the
Love
vision.
It. Love it.
Oh, great. Right. So, time for Is It Real or Is It Fake?
Yeah.
Is it real or is it fake?
The song is just so good every time.
Oh,
my favorite song.
I always like to warm up my instrument for it, you know.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
An unassuming high school teacher named Howard Brackett faces a personality crisis when an ex-student wins an Academy Award for his portrayal of a gay soldier and cites Howard as his inspiration. Initially dismissive of the accusations, Howard must in time come to terms with the truth about his own sexuality and deal with the effects it has on the course of his entire life. From 1997, starring Kevin Klein, Joan Cusack, and Matt Dillon.
Ooh. Real.
Real.
No way!
It's real. I was, like, kind of hoping you'd be able to tell me what the movie was, too. Because I was like, there's a possibility that she's seen this movie.
But I haven't.
It's called In and Out.
Oh! Wait, no. Wait.
Oh!
Wait. Have I?
It's about... So, Kevin Klein is a teacher.
Yeah.
And, like, I think Michelle Williams is in it, too.
I've heard
and
of like, it, obviously.
And Debbie Reynolds is in it.
Nice.
And so, like, he teaches kids, and, like, Matt Dillon is an actor, and he's, like, accepting an award.
Mm-hmm.
He's accepting an Oscar, and he's like, and I want to thank, like, the person that I based this character on, my teacher, Howard Brackett, because he's, like, a proud gay man or something, whatever. He, like, he thought that
it
he
totally
was,
totally outs
like,
him.
Yeah, but he didn't even realize he was gay. And he was, like, he was engaged to Joan Cusack.
Oh.
And then he's, like, trying to figure it out, and he like does figure out that he's gay.
Ooh.
And then they're in like Indiana or somewhere, like some small town, mm-hmm. and he like almost loses his job because he's gay.
Oh no.
And they have to like save him. And they all like stand up at graduation and they're like, I'm gay too, and like,
what?
Like stand up for him.
It's like, you know, captain my captain.
Well, it was like a situation where they're like, Yeah, I was in his class this year, and, like, he has been a really big inspiration to me. And you know what? I'm gay, too. And so, like, they all stand up, and they're like, this is how stupid it is that you're not going to let him teach kids, because, like, this not, like, what is he going to do, make us all gay? Come on.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
It's a good movie, actually.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I've realized I've not seen that. I think I'm... What am I thinking of? Because that's not a comedy. I was thinking...
It is a comedy.
Oh, it is? Okay, mm-hmm. I was like, I was thinking of a comedy. Yeah. Another comedy, though.
I mean, it can't be not a comedy with, like, Joan Cusack.
Well, yeah. She plays, like, fun characters.
She's generally in funny movies.
Yeah. What the fuck was I thinking of?
I don't know.
Huh. That's going to bother me.
Get back to us next week.
Yeah, we'll revisit. I'll come back with it. But yeah, yay.
All right.
Fun time.
That was a successful episode, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Had a little bit of something for everyone.
Yeah, I think we all covered all the bases, right?
Covered all the bases. Covered all of the murderous cookies and...
wrestling.
Wrestling. Backstories of our own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Childhood.
I think everyone got something.
I mean, are you pleased?
Come on. Are you not entertained?
What do you want from us? Honestly, I don't understand. Like, we've given you everything we can give you.
We are literally bleeding here for you.
I took a bite out of her head, so now she's bleeding.
But I'm still able to talk shit because
her entire
movie
head,
magic.
Head's gone.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Put her in the oven.
Hope you save room for a dessert.
No. All right, we gotta end it.
Yeah. Ugh.
All right. Well.
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening, and go fuck yourselves. Bye.